Centre. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
An infrastructure project in Shongweni, west of Durban, is expected to bring in billions worth of investment to the area. The West Town Square development has been described as the biggest project since the 2010 FIFA World Cup. Located between Maritzburg and Durban, the project began 3 years ago with the aim to boost KZN's tourism sector. Public Works says the first phase of the multi-billion rand development will wrap up in the next 3 months. Minister Dean McPherson will conduct an oversight visit this afternoon. He says they've made significant strides since construction began.
It's already seen 1.3 billion rand in investment in the area since construction began. This is going to see approximately 20,000 residential units being built, and the construction is planned for the next 10 to 15 years, including mixed-use precincts, spaces, shopping centres and other facilities.
Two brothers linked to the murder of Durban businessman Shailen Singh will line up in the dock today. Farrell and Darren Govender were nabbed after they allegedly shot and killed Singh in a parking lot in Umhlanga last month. The father of a two-month-old baby is believed to be the owner of a truck and security company. A petition seeking justice for Singh has garnered nearly 4,000 signatures from locals. Ward 35 Councillor Bradley Singh will be attending the matter at the Durban Magistrates Court.
We do not condone any type of violence, and we want justice to be served, not only for the Singh family, but we also want to put pressure on the South African police services to ensure that in any type of crime that takes place, especially the Schedule 6 crime like murder, they must arrest suspects, because we can't have a situation where criminals can just willy-nilly kill people as they will.
And South Korea has revealed that around 300 North Korean soldiers have been killed while fighting in Russia's war against Ukraine. Seoul previously claimed that Kim Jong-un has sent more than 10,000 soldiers to help Moscow fight Kiev. It's in return for Russian technical assistance for Pyongyang's sanctioned weapons and satellite programs. Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said they'd captured two North Korean soldiers, raising the possibility of a prisoner swap. It's believed, though, that captured North Korean soldiers have been ordered to kill themselves rather than be taken prisoner. Your top story this hour, an infrastructure project in Shongweni is expected to bring in billions worth of investments to the area. The West Town Square development has been described as the biggest project since the 2010 FIFA World Cup. For Newswatch and in for Natarna Desan, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.